is Lisa Guthrie, and I'm a program manager on the Visual Studio Azure Tools team. In this video, I'm going to discuss the Visual Studio tooling for working with Docker containers. I will start off with a quick overview of containers for those of you who aren't already familiar with them. Then I will talk a little bit about how the container tooling that ships with Visual Studio 2017 makes it easy for you to create container images. Finally, I will highlight some of the new features around containers in Visual Studio version 15.5. If you aren't already familiar with Docker containers, let me take a minute to explain some of the basic concepts. Containers are similar to virtual machines in that they allow you to run multiple applications in their own isolated spaces on the same host machine. Virtual machines each have their own copy of their host operating system running in their own isolated space. In contrast, a container can share the OS kernel with other containers inside the container engine. This allows you to achieve greater density of containers on the same host. There are many other benefits of containers, including faster deployments, easier patching, and improved scalability. If you haven't played around with containers yet, I encourage you to check them out. Visual Studio provides built-in tools that make it really easy for developers to work with Docker containers. You can create a new .NET Core application with Docker support, or you can add Docker support to an existing .NET Core or .NET Framework application through the Project Context menu. Visual Studio creates a Docker file that defines how to build the Docker image from your code, and a Docker Compose project that defines how to run your Docker image or images for debugging and testing purposes. When you debug or run a project with Docker support, Visual Studio builds a Docker image containing your code and then runs that code inside a container. You're able to interact with your application and even debug your code running inside the container. Here you can see an example of an application running inside a Linux container on my local Windows 10 development workstation. We release a new version of the container tooling with each new version of Visual Studio 2017. In the upcoming 15.5 version, there are a couple of exciting new features that I want to highlight: improved performance, support for multi-stage Docker files, and publishing to Azure Container Registry. We've focused a lot on performance in this release. Some of these improvements come from container improvements in Windows Server version 1709 itself. For example, the sizes of both the server core and nano server images have been dramatically reduced. We also made some improvements specifically around the developer experience inside Visual Studio. For example, when you open a containerized project, Visual Studio will automatically start to pull down and warm up the Docker images in the background so that you're not waiting on that to happen after you hit F5 to run your project. Here you can see an example of the Docker output window after loading a containerized project. The necessary images are pulled down and built in the background while I start interacting with my project. We've also added support for multi-stage Docker files, which allow you to easily build and deploy optimized Docker images. Here is an example of a Docker file created automatically by Visual Studio. You can see that there are multiple from statements. The first from statement creates the image that Visual Studio runs so that I can test my Docker image locally. The remaining from statements create an optimized image that I can use when I'm ready to deploy. Finally, in Visual Studio 15.4, we added support for publishing your .NET Core Docker images directly to Azure Container Registry. In 15.5, we will extend that support to .NET Framework Docker images as well. You access this new functionality directly through the normal Project Publish screen, as shown here. You have the option to create a new Azure Container Registry or use an existing one. You can also publish to Docker Hub or a custom registry. I hope you've enjoyed hearing about our Docker container support in Visual Studio. If you're interested in learning more, please visit this link. Thanks for joining us.